Welcome to the DevCon Archives, featuring top sessions from the latest DevCon, which took place in Bangkok in November 2024. These episodes spotlight some of the best talks from the largest Ethereum developer conference, showcasing the technical advancements, mission, projects, and novel ideas shaping the Ethereum ecosystem. All talks have been recorded. You can find them on archive.devcon.org. Let's dive into today's featured talk.
Hi, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Or morning?
Afternoon, right? So I want to do a really short presentation about what's happening in the Ethereum culture, actually. And then I want to give you some sort of like a landscape of what the culture look like. Especially this DevCon has like 60% of people are new to DevCon. And then you know, a lot of people might be the entry point, like, you know, they are like really curious about what is the Ethereum. So I want to give you the super, kind of like a digest of what is the Ethereum culture expanding in the Infinite Garden. Okay, so my name is Tomo. I'm a designer at the Ethereum Foundation, and I'm from Japan. I work on the DevCon and some other stuff in the Ethereum Foundation stuff. Probably you see a lot of things, not this, but this is, yeah, this is some sort of like, I do illustration or design. This is from the Ethereum Foundation website. And then DevCon, like so probably, I don't know how many of you enjoying the being at DevCon and this whole design stuff is, you know, I worked on this and then with other people, of course, collaboration is very important. So I'm really appreciating. Thank you so much for enjoying. And I really love to hear what you guys think. And then, yes, I am excited about the future of DevCon and stuff. Anyways, so Ethereum is a cultural platform. I could say that because I got involved in Ethereum 5 years ago. When I joined to the DevCon Osaka, and then I came to the DevCon, and I thought, oh, DevCon is like the Burning Man for tech nerds. Did I say? Yeah, tech nerds, right? So everybody knows what is Burning Man? Yeah, Burning Man's like this, right? And having fun, and a self-expression, and then having a great moment, right? And then it's get together as a community, and sometimes you reflect, right? So very similar somehow. Like, so I was like, okay, I can definitely contribute more to this community. Okay, so now, so what is a culture actually? So culture definition, the art and the other manifestation of the human intellectual achievement regarded collectivity. That's cool. And the ideas, customs, and the social behavior of particular people or society, right? And the third one is actually really like the maintain tissue, cells, bacteria, etc. in a condition suitable for growth. It sounds like a very Ethereum, actually. So that's the image of that. Like when we're creating actually small things in one of those. So each one has its own unique activities and projects, things. And when in terms of the culture, I talk about the music a lot because, music is very cultural and that influenced me so much. Do you know whether this picture is the club culture we really familiar with right now, with the big speakers and lighting? Do you know where it started? Do you have any idea? Anyone has idea where the club culture started? Some people might say like Detroit, right? Detroit techno things was happening before. Anyone has any idea? Like some Japan? Oh, Japan is cool. Japan is really cool. I'm proud of Japan. Okay, so the origin, as far as I know, is here. Jamaica, late 60s and 70s, they were creating a sound system in the park, and they created those dancing environment. And one time in late 90s, a producer forgot to, so they were actually creating copies of records, and they forgot to the copy the vocal track to the next record. So it became like only track record was created by mistake. And then when they play that, people got nuts about it. So it's like, you know, that the club culture started by mistake in the late 60, I think it's a 69 or something. But that's a beginning, and then that's created as, you know, the mistake. It's a small thing. So like, you know, starting from there to that, this is phenomenal. So that's the power of the culture. So we are one of those three things. And then imagine, you know, we just, you know, we're reaching 10 years next year, but, you know, many years later, what's gonna happen? So I want to go a little bit of digest of major subcultures in Ethereum. So cypherpunk. So probably a lot of people heard about this word, and probably, you know, swag, the rain jacket, is reflecting that ethos of the cypherpunk as well. Cypherpunk is DIY movement, also the prioritizing your privacy and security, and it started in the 90s. So that was kind of like a base of the culture who built the cryptographic technologies and also a lot of applications such as Bitcoin, and now it's Ethereum. And that relates to, I think it's talk about the, yes, cypherpunk and also the Luna punk also. That's kind of like subculture, right? And we have regions. Region is creating the participant economy and with like very smart cryptographic and social impact culture. And of course, we should not forget about the DGens, because the DGens plays some interesting role in the ecosystem as well. So yeah, those three are major subcultures in Ethereum, and also layer twos are creating another cultural elements. So let's appreciate and then, yeah, see how it's gonna grow, right? And an example of the cultural experience and ideas, obviously we are in the DevCon, this is the one of the most active cultural experience. So I hope you guys are enjoying it. And DevConnect is another event run by Ethereum Foundation. We're doing next year, like it happened last year in Istanbul, next year, we don't know where yet, but we'll see. And the local community events are so important. We have a lot of, like we had, Josh mentioned probably 100 more local events was happening over the years, right? So it's really amazing. It's co-creating. And then pop-up community, such as Zuzaru, Edge City, and et cetera. It's becoming an interesting experiment. And I attended one of those in Chiang Mai, and it was really fun. And also, yeah, great to observe what the global movement is going to be. And Pagoda is one of the local, region-oriented group that focuses on the Asia. DIAC. DIAC had a couple of... DIAC had a session yesterday, and it's a... Yeah, trying to be safe, right? Technology is cool, but also accelerate, just, you know, defensive acceleration is very important, because we want to create the humanity safe and protect it, right? And this is a video of the example of the DIAC for me.
Six, seven, eight, nine, ten, eleven, twelve, thirteen, fourteen, fifteen, sixteen, seventeen, eighteen, nineteen, twenty.
So technology is cool, but you don't want to be just like using the phone at the club, you know, just take a photograph or videos. You know, you want to enjoy life. So yeah, just be sure we create technology for something good. And autonomous world is the concept of digital. It could be also real world, I believe. It's the cryptography and also, what did I say? Yeah, smart contract type of platform to create an automatic and autonomy society, movement, and then organizations. And also, in this DevCon, I led the artists and writers cohort, there was 8 installations in the venues. And then it was great to experiment for us to work with the artists and writers to learn what is the essence of Infinite Garden and reflect through art and writings. Yeah, we spent about three months to work on this, and then this was really I learned so much. And okay, so how's it expanding the Infinite Garden? I believe most of people knows about the Infinite Garden, I guess, but let me repeat that. The essence of Infinite Garden is the creating a platform or like a space so that you can keep playing the infinite games. And let me read this quote. A finite game is played for the purpose of winning, an infinite game for the purpose of continuing the play. So we, as the Ethereum community, we don't want to create winners and losers. We want everyone keep playing the game. So that's the essence of Infinite Garden. And when it comes to the playing a game of culture, it probably look like more like this, like expanding, right? So we're not experimenting in a small space, but more like we are visioning expanding and connecting. And then there was a lot of activities I listed earlier would show up like this. And you are belonging to one of those, I believe. And another way to describe the expansion is like this as well. And we say, Mycelium is a good example. And yeah, again. Okay, I'm running out of my time, so I need to go really fast. Okay, you're also building a culture, right? Because you're creating something in Ethereum. So how to build the culture in the Infinite Garden? So learn the core values. These are core values, okay? So you can go to the Vitalik's website, blog. It's super good. About make Ethereum cypherpunk again. And define your values. Like, why are you working on Ethereum? Just reflect why, right? And then create the practice and the project. And because culture has more impact than the feature. And when you create a culture, from culture to feature, I think that will make things so much better, I believe. So, and then the step 4, share your values. Just like Aya mentioned about the mandala in the opening ceremony. And remember, we are starting like this. Starting with the sound system, and we are creating the global culture together. Okay, thank you. Sorry, I took so long.
Thank you very much. So, turn for the Q&A. Oh, we already have one question. Oh, nice.
All right, thanks for that. That's a really cool presentation. I think it's generally easier when you're like running an open source project or something that's like a public good. But what advice would you have for builders that are building for-profit tools in the ecosystem? How do they fit into this ecosystem from a cultural perspective?
With my experience, I would say actually paying forward mindset is always somehow works. It's not as you know, the project principle, but more like a principle of life, you know, and then that is somewhat like, you know, you just contribute first and then just receive afterwards, and then not expecting too much about it. Like, you know, expectation kills you, right? So I don't know if I'm really, you know, answering your question, but like that's how I have been doing.
No, you are. So it's like sharing without expectation of return, so not selling, not like not yeah. transactional. Contribute. Got it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Have any more questions? Yep.
Who are the artists that influenced you in your personal style?
It's definitely Miyazaki. I grew up in Japan. And also the French artist called Mobius. They actually both are influencing each other, like in the 70s and 80s. So that's definitely my biggest influence.
All right, are there any more questions? Yep, we have one over there.
What are some areas you think are under focused on, that people should focus on in the culture of this community?
That's a really good question. Let me think. Well, that means actually, I think there's a lot. I feel like Ethereum is covering actually so little. And I'm not saying like necessarily Ethereum should cover everything, but I think like we are covering our own places and an area of interest as a community, and we can expand more and a lot more, and a lot more I never experienced or never heard yet. So I think it's okay, and I'm curious. What do you think? What do you think you are, you know, what's missing for us? If you have.
There's definitely something about people don't know what Ethereum is if you talk to a normal person and they just think it's the gambling. So there's definitely something there. Maybe it's a product that clearly helps people, or a narrative that makes people feel it isn't just for gambling.
Yeah, definitely. I 100% there is a lot of people have a misconception about what is Ethereum. That's actually why I am kind of working on creating the world of Ethereum, using like my skills to create like some familiar world or that's somewhat you can experience. So yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's a good challenge I'm taking, and then I'd love to challenge more.
We also have one over there.
So there's a lot of things that contribute to the culture, you know, whether it be people building in the ecosystem, events like this. So what do you think are some of the key pillars that help build a culture within Ethereum, for example?
I would say those three pillars, the cypherpunk and regen and degen, major pillars that build this ecosystem, and definitely cypherpunk is the largest. And then we can actually learn what is the essence of cypherpunk and create our own your own version is a really fun and also like probably meaningful for you as well. Personal reason to joining the Ethereum Foundation. I was actually asked to apply to the job. it was 5 years ago, and a designer was leaving, and then so they were looking for the new person, and then I was like got connection to apply. So that's a dumb question, dumb answers. But so I start working, right, and then. Again, it came to DevCon, and I just realized what this experience is. It's such a amazing. So I just decided to stay.
All right. So cool. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. Be sure to visit archive.devcon.org to watch and listen to all the other DevCon talks. We look forward to seeing you next time.